I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
On another line, we go to the guest line. It's Teddy's boy from Houston, Lance Zierlein, NFL Media, the guy who writes all of those reports that you read on NFL.com. He has the draft tracker. He has the mock drafts.
Been and doing his, it a long time.
And his Christmas is next Thursday, I guess. Lance, how are we doing this afternoon?
Hey, Lance.
Good. My Christmas is kind of a combine also. I have a few Christmases.
Yeah. I can see that. But, yeah, when this draft is over, buddy, I'm sure you just take a long, nice vacation.
That's the biggest Christmas of all.
I bet. I mean, if you don't know Lance's work, go check it out, NFL.com, the draft tracker. Lance has been studying football players for as long as I've known him, so for over 15 years, and he knows what the hell he's talking about. And Lance, look, the Patriots here at number four, it's an interesting kind of position to be in. There's a lot of speculation that they could get. There's a lot of players in play maybe for the Patriots, but I want to talk about just Travis Hunter. He seems to be maybe one of the more polarizing guys. Just your thoughts on Travis Hunter, Lance, as a player. Can he play offense and defense in the NFL, and do you think the Patriots have a chance at all at getting him at number four?
Well, look, does he have the ability to? Yes. I gave him a grade as a wide receiver, and I gave him a grade as a cornerback. Two separate grades. They're both very high. He would have been a top wide receiver in the draft, and I have him as a top cornerback in the draft. So he has the ability to. Ted, I think that's a better question for you because you know about the physicality of the league. And you know, it's my belief that you'd be crazy to play him both ways simply because it's just too much stress physically on him. I think the first thing teams are going to do is test him in terms of being able to tackle and support the run. He's not the biggest corner in the world. So if he does play cornerback, you know, I think it's a big advantage to have someone like Travis Hunter on your defense. He's got insane instincts and his ball skills are just top notch. I mean, so he's going to have better ball skills than a lot of the wide receivers he goes up against when he's a corner. You just don't have that happen in the NFL very rarely. Do you have a cornerback with those skills? Now, what I would do is play him full-time corner, and I'd give him, you know, 8 to 10 snaps at the wide receiver position. I think, depending on the team, I think there's some teams that will do it the other way around. And I've talked to some teams who kind of view him as a wide receiver first and a corner second. So it's going to depend on the team. Can he do it? Yeah, but he's played 2,600 snaps the last 2 years. I mean, that is an insane number of snaps. Most of the guys that I study who have started for 4 years, they played in the neighborhood of 2,600 to 3,000 snaps. Travis Hunter's done it in 2 years. Now, you know, not all of them were the most physical snaps, granted, but I just think in the NFL, he's going to have too much value to risk his durability over the course of a 17 and potentially 18-game season.
So, Lance, that noise you might hear right now is New England and all of Patriots Nation praying that Shedeur Sanders blows the New York Giants away, allowing him to go third overall, crazy enough leaving Abdul Carter available to the Patriots at four. But in the
I think you got to be careful. It may be Travis Hunter there. I know everyone's plugging in. Travis Hunter, too. But I don't think that's over in Cleveland from people I've talked to. So I think Travis Hunter could end up being in play at four. Here's the problem. Are you really going to take Shedeur Sanders over a guy like Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter? I mean, I'd have a hard time. I don't have a high enough grade personally on Shedeur. I've been looking at these guys for a long time. I haven't talked to any teams who have that kind of grade on them. It would get down to a desperation move by the Giants. I think it's a CYA move where they, you know, where Joe Shane and Brian Daboll say, look, if we win eight games, seven games with Russell Wilson, we're fired. If we win seven with Shedeur Sanders, eight games, we can say, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe you save your job. But when it comes to just picking the best football player, boy, that is going to be really tough to pass on a guy like Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter in that spot. However, you know, and I've got a couple of friends who work there with the Patriots, and so I'm cheering for Shedeur to go in that top three, just so you guys have a better shot at one of the top players on the board. But I think the smartest football minds are going to make the sanest decisions, and I think New England's going to be left with what I think is a pretty tough spot at number four.
Lance Zierlein, NFL Network, NFL Media, excuse me, joining us. He has the draft tracker on NFL.com. He has all the info, knows all these players. And for that reason, I'm going to ask him, is Will Campbell a starting left tackle in the National Football League?
Yeah, he's a starter. I think the question is he going to be a starter for the next 10 years, or does he bump down to guard? I remember having the same concern with Jonah Williams coming out of Alabama. We talked about whether or not he was a tackle. And my whole point was, well, he can get guys blocked, so I don't care. I think Will Campbell can get guys blocked. I think there are some issues in pass pro that he shows in terms of, you know, with timing his hands. I mean, he's got – those short arms mean there's little – my dad was an NFL O-line coach. And one of the things he always preached to me is that arm length is not overrated. People will tell you it's overrated. It is not overrated. You've got to be able – I mean, if you have shorter arms, you have a smaller margin for error. So your timing has to be impeccable. You've got to really be smart with how you feint and shoot your hands. You got to change up your pass sets and your attacks so that you keep – you know, you really become a pitcher who has to keep somebody off balance in the batter's box. And so that's why I think Will Campbell has got – that it could take a little while for him. And, you know, frankly – I think Kelvin Banks has some of the same issues. He's too reactive as a pass pro guy. He's not proactive enough. He's not jumping out on top of guys with his pass sets. He had a great game as a freshman against Will Anderson. I mean, an absolutely great game against Will Anderson. And he's never been as good ever since then. So I think that's the big concern, is that he hasn't gotten better in pass protection, but I think he has that ability. The thing with Will Campbell is Will Campbell is a physical, tough, mean guy, mean in a good way. And I think that when you draft him, you're getting a certain culture in your locker room, and you're getting a guy that, worst case scenario, I think can run, bump down inside and play some guard. He's got to prove he can bend in the hips a little bit better. But let me tell you something, he can move people around as a run blocker. So that's one of the things I really like. I think you could start him at left tackle and eventually maybe move him to right tackle in the future if you need it. But Patriots are so desperate at left tackle, you kind of have to take what you can get right now.
That's interesting. That's been the big debate. And, Lance, I've been saying arm length matters just because I got my arms measured. You know, and they've been measuring arms for 50 years at the combine, so it's got to count for something, right? So it's going to be fascinating. You know,
first man in wins most of the time. I mean, so – you got to get in first.
Yeah, exactly. What about guys? There's other people, offensive weapons, you know, the Patriots, or maybe, you know, people are thinking that they might get like a Tyler Warner, Warren, or, you know, the great running back, Ashton Jeanty. What about those players that are kind of like, you know, rated in the top 10, top 12, that could maybe the Patriots reach at four? Do you see Tyler Warren or an Ashton Jeanty worthy of a fourth overall pick?
Boy, I think Jeanty's special. I think he's the best player in the draft. He's the highest-rated player I have. Now, he's not going first because he's a running back. But, you know, when you talk about Jeanty, I think he's somebody that can be special. The question is, are the Patriots far enough along where they want to draft a running back? I don't have a problem with taking a really special running back and then having them for a five-year, you know, the fifth-year option, and then a six-year with franchise tag, and then potentially a seventh year with a franchise tag. 7 years, do you want a running back more than 7 years? Not usually. So I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't know if the Patriots are far enough along. However, I will throw this in here as a caveat. I also think these special running backs are good to grab for young quarterbacks because it takes pressure off of them. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, I'd love it. I think the key here for me is trade back if you can. If you have a clump of two or three tackles you like, it's trade back a few spots. You hope somebody gets excited about, you know, all the mock drafts putting Ashton Jeanty at number six to the Raiders, and you get somebody maybe that says, hey, we want Ashton Jeanty, so we got to get ahead of six. So where do we go, either four or five? I think that's the real key, is you have to hope that a team gets excited to trade up and go grab Jeanty, which would mean the Patriots could move back and still pick up a tackle and pick up an additional draft pick. So, you know, I think both guys are – I'd love to see both guys over there in New England. Would I like to see them at four? I'd like to trade back and get an extra pick and intake them maybe.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of trade back as well, and that definitely seems like it could be on the table, Lance.
On the table, but who wants to come up, honestly? I mean,
yeah,
this is not a draft where people are trading up. That's going to be the problem, is I don't know that there's a lot of players you trade up for in this draft into the top seven or eight picks. It gets juicy at about pick 10 to about pick, you know, 36. Mm-hmm. That's really the hot zone in this draft.
Yeah, flat landscape, some have called it, from 4 to 12 or 4 to 20. Who are maybe two or three of the potential offensive difference makers you could see the Patriots targeting either top of the second round, or if they got brave on night one and decided to trade back up to the tail end of the first round?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, so I think if you really got brave, I mean, you got a lot of different needs. I think edge rush would be – can I pick any position
here?
Yes,
sir. Go ahead.
Because you guys need just about everything.
Oh, yeah.
I would say
ouch, babe.
I would say
– True, though.
Well, look, if you're willing to take the shot, Josh Simmons has the best left tackle profile in this draft. The knock on him is there's a real maturity issue, and he's coming off of a patella injury that – even though it's been cleared, I think there's some concern about that. But if you were able to trade back in, and if you thought that Vrabel and his staff, you know, could get the most out of Simmons and get him, I mean, listen, it's an Ohio State and Ohio State connection there. If you thought you could get that, that would be an unbelievable steal, grabbing him if he started sliding into the mid-20s. it's a gamble because you don't know where the football character is. But if you believe in Mike Vrabel and getting the most out of him, and I watched him work down here in Houston. I thought he was unbelievable getting the most out of players. If you believe in that, then to me, trading in and getting Josh Simmons could end up being a home run out of Ohio State. I think another move you could look at early in the second round is Mason Taylor, the tight end, Jason Taylor's son, mm-hmm. out of LSU. I think he is going to really, you know, the talk is about Tyler Warren. It's about Colston Loveland. Those are the two tight ends. But to me, I think Mason Taylor, the way he moves, he has such great football movement. He has such great football IQ. I think the sky is the limit for him. And to me, he can end up being one of the real stars of this draft in the early second round. So I think that's a player that you could get your young quarterback, a target, an easy-to-find target. One of the best things we've seen over the years, Phillip Rivers, for example, with Antonio Gates, is Troy Aikman with Jay Novacek. Give a young quarterback a good high-volume target tight end, and you can really hasten their development much more quickly. So those are a couple names that I'd take a look at.
Lance, before we let you go, you mentioned this team needs everything, and you're right. That's why a lot of people locally are looking at this draft and saying, not only do you need a starting left tackle, you probably need to get 3, 4, 5 other players that at least contribute. Maybe mm-hmm. a couple of them are starters. Is that realistic in this draft class? Is there enough talent on the board where this team could bring home enough players to really change it in one class?
Well, so it depends on the position. It's really deep at edge. I think you can find a starter at edge in the third, maybe fourth round. Defensive tackle, same thing. It's a deep defensive tackle draft. It's very deep at running back. So if you wanted, you know, if you wanted to find a running back that's going to get a decent amount of carries for you from a production standpoint, I think running back is going to be easy to find. I think edge is going to be pretty easy to find as long as you do it inside the first three rounds. And I think defensive tackle is going to – I think the second round is one of the sweet spots for the really good defensive tackles as well. So, yeah, I do think with what the Patriots need, you need more than one offensive lineman, obviously. So it's not great at guard. It's okay at guard once you get past the second round. So I think that, you know, the concern is if you pass on tackle with your first pick, you're in a little bit of a quandary here because the level of talent at tackle goes way down once you hit the second round. So that's my concern is I'd love to get a tackle at the seventh or eighth pick, more so than the fourth pick. That's why the trade back is to me, that's going to be the first thing on my agenda would be to trade back and still target one of the tackles we like. If not, you may not get the left tackle you need. There's not a lot of legit left tackles once you hit the second round. And you have to wait into the third round. Anthony Belton's a big, enormous left tackle, but I don't know if he's going to be a good starter right off the bat as a third or maybe even early fourth round pick. So that's the concern there. If you don't do it at 4, you could get yourself in trouble.
He is Lance Zierlein, NFL Media. He knows as much about these prospects that you'll hear next week as anyone.
Certainly does.
Read his write-ups on NFL.com. Follow his draft tracker. Follow him on social media. Lance, look forward to the next week and that vacation you get after that.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck, guys. We'll see you.
Appreciate you, Lance.
Thanks, Lance. Thank you.
That was there was some optimism in that. Some pessimism in different areas, some optimism and some interesting things there. We got the list yesterday. We know who'll be at the NFL draft, and that'll not only include Will Campbell and guys who could become Patriots, it'll include Ted Johnson, Andy Hart, and WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.